Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
Calvin Sampson right now, best coach in town. It's not even close. You have two first-year guys in D'Amico Ryans and M.A. Adoka. And then you have Joe Espada, another first-year guy. Calvin Sampson has the largest body of work. Some would say he does more with less. And John Lopez is trying to run him out of town. I got to tell you, John, I don't even know why you're putting this out there. But John Calipari goes to Arkansas. And now John Lopez is pushing Kelvin Sampson to Kentucky.
Yeah, I didn't put it out there. Not putting it out there. Commenting on the situation. So I appreciate that. But anyway... Kelvin Sampson has to be either one or two on their list, right? I'm just saying what's going to happen.
I don't think so.
I'm not running him out of town.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't.
Okay, explain that first, and then I'll. I think it's Dan Hurley and Kelvin Sampson.
I think Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan is on the board, by the way. I found those odds. I'll share them with you here in a second.
Or Rick Pitino.
I saw that too. I don't know, man.
I would hire Chris Beard.
See, the problem with Chris Beard, I don't think that's a bad idea, but they went with Billy Gillespie, and that did not go well.
Yeah, but
he's got a lot of Billy Gillespie tendencies.
But he's already been hired, though. He won 20 games last year.
Yeah.
Once you've already got the guinea pig and they've already hired him,
mm-hmm.
That's good. And he also has a body of work of working well with the NIL.
He does, but... Ask anybody at Kentucky how the Gillespie thing went.
Yeah.
Kind of a live wire tactician. I mean, kind of heavy-handed guy. Maybe has a little bit of a drinking issue. Maybe. Just saying. Maybe. But he does. Here's the thing with Kelvin Sampson that, and again, not running him out of town, but if I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm thinking about this. They need a culture change. They're not the same Kentucky. I alluded to it in the first segment. They're 36th in NIL money. They're not what they think they are. I liken them to what Nebraska football was. Once upon a time, just an absolute juggernaut. The elite of the elite. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. That's kind of what Kentucky is now. Like, to be honest, there are a number of reasons why Kelvin Sampson shouldn't even consider it. Namely, Tillman Fertitta and the money that they have here. The program is top-notch. They're already established. And all that. I'm talking about it from a Kentucky perspective. Like, you can say Dan Hurley, and good choice.
Is Kelvin Sampson made for this? Isn't he made for this U of H type of situation?
Yes.
Yeah, so why would he want to go to Kentucky?
Because that's what Kentucky needs. They need to take a step back and say, we're not royalty anymore. You know, he can recruit at that level and also bring in something that Kentucky's never had. You know, like an actual X's and O's, disciplinarian, defense, different style, elite talent, all that. The only way it happens, and again, I don't think it will happen, but I think that's where Kentucky should be looking.
It's got to be pretty humbling if you're from Kentucky and you think you invented basketball, which
it's over.
Let's be honest.
It's
and
over.
Then your coach goes to Arkansas.
Yeah, they're not the same Kentucky.
By the way, who negotiated this Calipari contract?
Mm-hmm.
So he's allowed to talk to other teams as long as he tells you?
Yeah.
And he has a $35 million buyout?
Yeah.
What idiot from Kentucky
and negotiated
this?
And they don't have to pay
this?
It now.
Yeah, they don't have to pay it now, which is good, which is probably why they said go ahead. But once he asks, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Hey, can I go talk to Arkansas? Well, yeah, we'll see you later.
And then he comes back. All right, guys, let's get ready for the recruiting drill. Like, once you ask, you're done.
Yeah. Other names on the list, I think it's Hurley and Sampson from a Kentucky
sport. Hurley ain't going.
I don't think so either. I don't think Sampson is, to be honest. Nate Oates has been mentioned.
He just got an extension with Bama.
Yeah, but everything's negotiable.
Yeah.
Patino has been mentioned.
I would do that.
Chris Beard has been mentioned.
I would do Patino. Bring him back.
Bruce Pearl.
How many SEC teams is this guy going to go to?
I know. Jay Wright.
He said he doesn't want to coach.
Here's an interesting one that has been mentioned. If I were a betting man, Scott Drew. Scott Drew. I think it's run its course.
You hate him.
I'm not a big fan of Scott Drew, but I'll respect him enough.
Oh, you're not a big fan?
That's another way of saying what you said. But I think it's run its course at Baylor, and he can recruit those guys at Kentucky. You know, he can get even more five-star over five-star over five-star, and he's had success. And I think Baylor, like I said, it's kind of just run its course there. Scott Drew at Kentucky. Would probably be the if I had to bet.
No Kelvin Sampson. I don't even think he gets an interview.
I don't know about
He already used him last year for the extension and extra money. Mm-hmm. I don't even think he gets an interview. He used the NBA to flirt. I don't think he's going to push it here.
The one interesting thing about Sampson in Kentucky, and again, let me just reiterate, I don't think he's going, but I think that's where they should target. He's very much into keeping the legacy for his son. Like, his son is going
to... Yeah, he's the coach in waiting.
His son is the coach in waiting. Kentucky would be very, very attractive.
So what does that mean?
For him. Just because of the history and everything. Not to say that Houston doesn't have it, but not like that. So that might be something, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think Scott Drew would be probably the best option.
Scott Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There you go. So we got some drama amidst all the college basketball action. Also got a final tonight. UConn versus Purdue. How about that? Battle that we anticipated.
I'm still mad at Adam Spillane about that. Talking me out of
just
Purdue.
A 6.5-point line, by the way.
Yeah. Talking me
UConn
out of Purdue.
UConn, just a 6.5-point line against Purdue.
You lay that all day long, don't you?
Maybe. I don't know.
I would.
It's on TBS at 8:20.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You watched the women, didn't you?
I watched the fourth quarter.
Okay.
I watched the end of the third and the fourth quarter, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
17 million people watched that thing?
You're talking about, that's Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have ESPN.
Yeah.
The men are playing on TBS.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I watched the final yesterday, the end of the third and the start of the fourth.
It was good. It wasn't as good as Friday night, but it was good.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina chicks were hitting threes, just popping them, man. They had like three. They had a stretch of like 2.5 minutes where they hit three in transition. It wasn't like the the girl has to set and get rid of it. They were popping it, man.
Yeah.
And then they had that. They had too much size down low.
They're undefeated.
Yeah, they had too much size down low.
They were undefeated. That's the most amazing accomplishment. To go undefeated and win a national championship in college basketball. Unbelievable.
They grew the game, too.
Yeah.
I'm worried about their game, though.
How's that?
Because I think there's a bunch of losers who are jealous in women's basketball that are going to – they could ruin something that they have going for them right now. I saw all types of clips and stuff of former WNBA players talking crap about Caitlin Clark and trying to take stuff away from her. It reminded me a lot of – 2003, when LeBron James was a rookie in
Darius
Cleveland.
Miles, yeah. Smush Parker. Yeah.
Ricky Davis said they finally got me some help and was acting like LeBron just had to kiss the ring.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Like, you ladies, y'all haven't grown the game. It is a charity case. The only reason the WNBA is on is because the NBA carries it. Y'all haven't carried the game.
Yeah.
So don't ruin a good thing. Just let the girl come in there and hoop, and y'all just hoop with her and don't try to ruin it, because the WNBA is just a cluster.
They should be.
Like, they've absolutely ruined their game for a number of reasons, and now they got someone coming in that everyone appreciates, from Dawn Staley to everyone appreciates, and you got these OG WNBA chicks who've never done a damn thing, who've never grown the game. And they're talking crap about something that could perhaps do what you haven't been able to do, which is elevate your game.
Yep.
Just ball, man.
Yep.
Just hoop. That's all y'all got to do is hoop. Y'all don't have to do the extra stuff. Just hoop. Play ball. People are enjoying watching women's basketball. Don't ruin it. Don't be haters.
They should be kissing her shoes.
Or just playing. Play ball.
They should just be. No, she's going to make them so much money.
Just play ball.
It's not even funny. And, you know, I get your point, and that's true from a WNBA perspective, but they're getting two huge, huge stars, because Angel Reese is right there with her.
All of them. Just let them ball, man.
Yeah.
Like, Angel Reese doesn't want your extra crap either. Just let them ball. Let them go out there and play. And people are seeing them. Like, now when you see people from South Carolina play, because you watch this, you're like, oh, I know who she is. I remember her at South Carolina.
Yeah,
I remember
her at UConn. That's how it works.
I remember her there. Like, these OG WNBA players are just, you're messing stuff up. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Like, these WNBA players, like, y'all just need to hoop, man. Y'all need to hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Just play ball. Y'all be fine. Yeah, this is the best thing to happen to y'all. If y'all bust her ass, but you don't need to do this petty stuff. That's bad business.
No, it isn't. Those two women are going to carry the WNBA for the foreseeable future, and they're going to make them a lot of money.
Maybe she could be like Caron Butler for the Heat.
Caron Butler.
That's what Smush Parker said in that interview.
Oh, okay.
With LeBron coming in, he could be like Caron Butler for the Heat.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. It's unbelievable, man. They're going to ruin this already struggling league, and you're gonna ruin it.
She can't come in our game playing like that.
You're not just gonna dominate. Well, I mean, okay. And then I saw the girl. Who was the girl who said, I don't want to say her name? She had kind of like a raspy voice.
I said what?
And she had the tall chick by her just like nodding her head. I know who she was.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
But she was like, Sam, and they just throw around this term, generational talent. Throw it around. She has the most points in the history of the game. Like, it's not like she came, that they're just throwing it around about some random. They throw it around.
Yeah, and I'm not.
What? Yeah, like she just came alive during the tournament.
Throw it around. Nobody's throwing anything around.
Hey, and I'm not going to pretend.
And Don Staley said it too.
Yeah,
and
that props, was great. That
props
was great.
To Don Staley for giving her credit, because there's all these outside factors in WNBA where they're trying to like divide, like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and divide South Carolina and Caitlin Clark.
Yep,
man. Just let these girls hoop, man. No, quit trying to use them for your own agendas.
That was great that Dawn Staley did that, because it was necessary. And by the way, I'm not going to pretend to be some WNBA talent expert. I can't see Caitlin Clark coming in there and not hooping, man.
And if she doesn't, just play. Beat her. It's fine. It'll be fine.
You're still going to benefit.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, y'all are some self-destructive mofos in the WNBA. Yeah. What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Coming up, John Lopez has three Stephon Diggs scenarios and one Stephon Diggs conspiracy. The week after the trade, next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.